Coca-Cola Right Now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Do it now!
Now on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Five Eight Live at News Radio 92.3. Afternoon, everybody. This is Pensacola Right Now. Thanks for taking us along. If you're just leaving the office or you're navigating the roads around Pensacola, we do appreciate that. As I mentioned to you last hour, we had such a successful SEC women's soccer tournament. Another one in the books for us. Thousands of fans were at Ashton-Brosnahan Soccer Complex. Who better to tell me the real story? Ray Palmer, CEO, President of Pensacola Sports, joins us this afternoon on News Radio 92.3. Hey, Ray, how you doing?
I'm good. Happy Veterans Day to you.
Same to you as well, my friend. Wow, another fantastic tournament in the books. If you had to look back at it, Ray, for that whole week that we were, or 10 days actually, the whole time that we were rolling out that tournament, what was the highlight in your opinion?
Oh, my goodness. If I had to say the highlight was the fact that we had pack stands on the Sunday finals,
right.
From the SEC standpoint, it was the largest geographical distance of a championship, with Austin, Texas to Columbia, South Carolina. And we had a packed house, and the rain came and nobody left.
Love it.
That's how good of an experience they were having. That's how good the soccer was. I know I was looking for shelter, but the fans sat out in the rain and stayed to the very end of a great, tremendous soccer experience. Texas's first championship as a member of the SEC. So there was history being made. But, Chris, it was unbelievable how loyal the fans were to this event, and that's one of the neat things about these neutral sites of events, is it takes years for them to grow in their markets, and that's what we're seeing.
You're absolutely right. And from my perspective of how successful this tournament was, I don't know. You know, we've spoken a few times about the tournament leading up to the tournament and all, and I always mention how really impacting it is to see those university buses on site, you know, and just how beautiful they are from the different teams. Well, throughout the week, Ray Palmer, we were getting texts from fans giving us reports like the LSU bus is going across the bridge. We have all over the community. And now that's what you call covering a tournament. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. Well, I'm glad to hear that. I hope they weren't fussing with the police or the escorts. I hope they were enjoying the sight, because the girls darn sure enjoyed the the escorts, and it's just fun.
And that's true. And I got to tell you, I was out and about over the weekend, and one watering hole, I'll drop a name, heck with it, Jerry's over in the Heights. We were over there, and there were so many different people with the teams, the SEC teams that were in Pensacola playing in representation there. It was a hoot at Jerry's, let me tell you.
Well, I got on a plane at 5:30 this morning, and the airport had more than several SEC hats that were from the tournament, and fans that were obviously fans that had been in town for the event that were at the airport flying out with me this morning.
Well, let me ask you this. Now we've got the SEC tournament put behind us. I guess our folks will be coming up shortly, Double Bridge and then SBC men's and women's basketball tournament.
Well, we've actually got another very exciting event.
Let me know.
That is in a month, the national NAIA, which is kind of your National Association, Intercollegiate Athletic Association. They're bringing 16 women's teams for their national championship soccer events back to Brosnahan the first week of December.
I'm sure I'll get with Amy on your staff there for information purposes.
Absolutely.
But we're all over that one as well. Looking forward. When do you start getting ready for the SBC ladies coming to town in March?
We are already doing our biweekly meetings. In fact, I'm out of town. I'm in Chattanooga, Tennessee, trying to find out something new else to do.
Okay.
Exciting for us to do. But there's a we have a variety. Our meetings have started. Our regularly scheduled meetings. There's one in the morning. We had one Friday. We have different groups, whether it's the marketing committee or the organization operations committee or whatever the various committees that we're broken out into, have already started their meetings. Tickets are on sale. So, you know, we're ready. We're on it. We're planning it.
Ray Palmer, you represent our area way too well, and we do appreciate it.
Thank you. You're too kind.
Okay, listen, Ray Palmer, CEO, President, Pensacola Sports, recapping that tournament for us. And like he said, wow, what a tournament it was. SEC loves us down here, and we love them as well. And so congratulations to Pensacola Sports, of course, Escambia County, and the good folks at the SEC, the Women's Soccer Tournament. A huge, huge success. Of course, the finals there, Texas shut out South Carolina, 1-0 in the rain Sunday.
All righty. Just a little bit past 5:15 here. We'll get our first quick check of the roads and weather this hour. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Executive Landscaping. You can call them today for all of your commercial and premium landscaping needs. Let's see. Looking at the roads here, not too much going on. Because, you know, we got some holiday traffic. People staying safe on the roads if you are out there. So I do appreciate that. As for the weather right now, it's overcast skies, 73 degrees. Do have about a 60% chance of rain this evening. It's going to be about 40% on your Tuesday, and it'll decrease as we get into Tuesday night. Tomorrow's high, 76, low 68.
Okay, 517 News Radio 92.3. After securing a second term in the White House, President-elect Trump is building his cabinet. Fox's Lauren Simonetti tells us more about one person who may be a part of that administration.
CBS News is saying that RFK Jr. is on the short list to serve as the next head of the Department of Health and Human Services. HHS oversees CDC, NIH, Medicare, the FDA, you name it. The position would require Senate confirmation. RFK Jr. has no medical experience. Might not matter. He has Trump's ear, and I think you could make the argument that he has a mandate from the election that many Americans want to make America healthy again. And he has said he wants to take the corruption out of federal agencies and that entire departments at the FDA must go.
All righty. Also, just want to remind you that in about 12 minutes from now, so just before 5:30, we do have another pair of tickets that we are giving away. I said pair, excuse me. It's a four-pack, family pack of tickets to the Mobile Renaissance Fair. We had Dallas, he or she, I believe that's a unisex name, so forgive me. But they were our winner last hour. So if you want to be like Dallas, you can enter to win. Once again, that is just before 5:30. I'll have a simple prompt for you to text into our text line at, and you can get those tickets.
You know, Austin, we know just a little bit more about a Pensacola Beach incident injuring a 68-year-old political protester. 52-year-old Tiffany Gerken of Pensacola Beach was arrested for allegedly injuring Holly Snowden's eye last week as she was waving a Kamala Harris political sign. Gerken is charged with battery on a person 65 or older and damaging property. That was just a sad situation that just probably got out of hand, you know?
Yeah, no, it is. And there's, especially when if someone's just standing on a street corner with a sign, if you're doing that, there's no reason for anything. But if you're a protester, you need to know your limits as a protester.
It's just don't emotions. Be doing anything. Just emotions run
amok,
you know.
So, I mean, and we're not just talking about that one instance. We're just talking about political protests and sometimes how they get out of hand overall. But we do have some good news here. Rain didn't put a damper on Pensacola Egg Fest yesterday. Despite a rainy start to the morning, hundreds of people showed up to sample Big Green Egg cooked foods at their new location outside the Haji Shrine Temple on 9 Mile Road. Some of the winning teams included Team Palafox, Hotspot Charter, and Sonny's Barbecue in the judges' choice. But the people's choice winner was Rocket 5. So congrats to all of them.
Oh, Rocket 5.
Yes.
Are they local?
I'm not sure.
Okay.
I wasn't there.
Listen, this is something that doesn't make a lot of people happy, and it'll probably make you a little upset as well. A FEMA supervisor has been fired after she allegedly directed employees not to offer hurricane relief services or assistance to any homes with Trump yard signs. This happened in Lake Placid, Florida. Lake Placid Mayor John Holbrook calls for politics to not interfere in recovery efforts. He says it's a sad state of affairs.
It's unbelievable that we as human beings can't come together and work to help our communities instead of destroying it.
Yeah, that's absolutely true. And, you know, it's funny, at around this time last hour, I had hinted at a story touching on that further. And I'll get to that when we return from this upcoming break, along with getting you those Renaissance Fair tickets as well. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3.
Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. We'll be back after this.
If you're struggling with ED or your performance is down and your belly fat is growing, listen up. You've got one life. Now is the time to act.
At Wave Men's Health, we're not just healthcare. We're your secret weapon. Don't wait another day. Here's why you need to act right now.
Every moment you delay, your condition could worsen. It's not just about sex. It's about your heart, your relationship, your life.
Wave Men's Health has years of proven results for low testosterone and increasing drive, energy level, and performance. We've introduced ED and enhancement treatments so exclusive, you'll wonder why you waited.
Procrastination is the thief of time. When it comes to your sexual health, you can't afford to wait. Join the league of gentlemen who've walked out of our doors with a swagger.
Call Wave Men's Health at 850-266-7020 or visit wavemenshealth.com. Book your $99 male performance consultation now, including blood work. Call 850-266-7020 or visit wavemenshealth.com. Wave Men's Health, making it happen.
Today, Strength for Life honors our veterans. Veterans Day was previously called Armistice Day. The word armistice means truce. It was at 11 o'clock of the 11th day of the 11th month, which of course is November, when Germany and allied nations signed a truce to end the Great War, World War I. 1 year later, Woodrow Wilson declared that on the 11th hour of the 11th day of the 11th month, Americans should observe a moment of silence to remember the truce and embrace peace. This national holiday honors both those who have served during America's war times, as well as those who have served during times of peace. To all those veterans out there, thank you for your service to our country. We appreciate you deeply and recognize the United States of America to be the greatest country in human history. Thank you for your sacrifice to this great nation.
That was James C. Johnson. He serves as the pastor of North Stone Baptist Church in Pensacola, Florida. For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
How many times has a paid-by-the-hour repairman come to your home to do repair and seems to be working awfully slow? Ah! After all, the longer they work, the more you pay. And when they're finally done, you get the bill. It's dangerous to give a repairman a blank check because your bill could be much larger than expected. That's why Barberry Plumbing uses a flat rate pricing system. You'll know exactly to the penny what you'll pay before the work begins. No questions, no surprises, no high bills. You get Barberry Plumbing's team of radio dispatched uniformed professional service technicians. They can handle any plumbing repair or replacement job you need, including insulation and gas piping to your whole house generator. They are fully insured for both residential and commercial work. Call Barberry Plumbing at 477-8782 or look for Barberry Plumbing in the business white pages. Barberry Plumbing license number is RF11067749.
Kick off the holidays with WSRE's Festival of Trees and take home the tree of your dreams. Trees and wreaths, decorated by local designers, will be on display November 15th through the 17th in the WSRE Amos Studio at Pensacola State College. Each will be up for auction and for sale in support of WSRE PBS and the programs you love. Catch the spirit of the season at WSRE's Festival of Trees. There'll be free photos with Santa and holiday music, too. Admission is free.
Tune in to Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, Sundays at 1 with Paul Roberts. Find out how their certified advisors can help you enjoy your retirement income. Financial security is about more than investments. Roberts Wealth can help you live your values and trust your future planning every step of the way. Don't miss Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, this Sunday at 1 p.m.
Investment advisory services offered by Foundations Investment Advisor Services, LLC, SEC. Registered advisors.
When you listen to News Radio 92.3 on Saturdays, you get The Garden Line Encore at 9, At Home with Gary Sullivan at 10, Swan Capital at 1, Let's Go Pensacola at 4.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
We'll be right back.
Radio 92.3, Chris Bryan and Mr. Austin Price in running that music for us today. Doobie Brothers, not bad.
Yes.
Good song.
Oh, man, it's a great one. That and listen to the music. I love them.
All right, listen, if you're a home buyer or a home seller, here's your mortgage numbers today. I know you might be watching these. Not might be, you should be. Mortgage rates have started to drop since the election. So here you go. Mortgage Daily News reporting today. The benchmark 30-year fixed, 6.92%. The latest reading on the 15-year fixed-rate mortgage, 6.37%.
All righty, 525 here. We'll get another quick check at the roads and weather for you. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Frontier Motors. That is the only dealer Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola. That's Frontier Motors on Beverly Parkway. Looking at the roads here, not too much going on. We did have a texter letting us know earlier this hour that there was a red light at Palafox and 10 Mile flashing. So that could be an issue. Just causing, you know, some stop-and-go traffic, of course, with having to treat it like a four-way stop, so on and so forth. But as for the weather, still 73 degrees, low of 69 tonight. Tomorrow, still going to have some chances of rain. Not as severe as today, though. About a 40% chance with a high of 76 and low of 68.
Yeah, we got some rain today, didn't we?
Yes, we did.
All right. One of six branches of the U.S. military marked a birthday yesterday. Sunday, of course. Fox's Kevin Uretsky has more in Securing America.
Securing America.
Sunday, the Marine Corps celebrated its 249th birthday. First established during the Revolution in 1775 to support naval forces, the Marines were shuttered after that war before being reestablished by Congress in July of 1798. The current commandant of the Corps, General Eric Smith, made this statement as part of a video birthday message.
For 249 years, Marines have distinguished themselves not just by their valor, but by their readiness to confront the challenges that lie ahead.
The Sergeant Major of the Marine Corps, Carlos Ruiz, adding this.
Our reputation as warriors is not just a relic of our past, but a living testament to our nature.
General Smith saying that moving forward,
we must also reaffirm our commitment to our nation, our families, and the Marines to our left and right.
While also adding,
we will remain vigilant, and every Marine will be prepared to fight and win.
Kevin Uretsky, Fox News.
All right, the Marine Corps League celebrated its 249th birthday. And that, of course, as you just heard yesterday, they held a ceremony at Veterans Memorial Park where they rang a bell for each vet who had passed. Chaplain David Trombley says they all came together as a family.
Our camaraderie is huge because it keeps all of us connected. And life is hard. It's hard for all of us. So when we have that brotherhood to connect to, and our brothers and sisters, you know, are looking out for each other, that's very important.
Sure is. And Trombley spoke with our news partner, Channel 3. He says they're always looking to bolster the ranks of the Marine Corps League.
All righty. And, you know, I hinted at this before the break because you had mentioned something about this. Tennessee Governor Bill Lee looking into whether FEMA discriminated against residents who are pro-Trump. This comes after what Chris had reported earlier regarding FEMA employee being fired for telling aid workers to avoid homes that displayed Trump signs. Governor Lee is working with the state attorney general's office to ensure the folks affected by Hurricane Helene were treated fairly. Also, just want to go ahead and get this out real quick. We are giving away a family pack, four tickets to the Mobile Renaissance Fair. Very simple prompt here. Just text in to 850-437-1620. Text in 850-437-1620. Something that you would find at a Renaissance Fair. Prove that you're a fan. And, you know, one of the first people to do that will get this this pack of tickets. We already had Dallas win last hour, so congrats to them. So if you want to be a winner like Dallas, once again, text in to 850-437-1620. Let us know something you would see at a Renaissance Fair. If you do that, you can win this family four-pack of tickets to the Renaissance Fair in Mobile from November 16th and 17th and November 23rd and 24th in Robertsdale, Alabama.
You know, I love those things, but I can't talk about it because I'll give it away, I'm sure, one of the answers. So I won't talk about it. I just say I love those things.
Oh, well, you know, we've already gotten a few answers filing in, so you can go ahead.
Okay. I like the massive swords that those guys carry. Have you seen the big swords? They do the mock fighting and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
I love the whole tradition of it. It's beautiful, actually. Before we get too far into the Renaissance Fair thing, there is a preliminary update for tropical development around the Western Caribbean later this week. You know, there's nothing to really be worried about. Satellite imagery reveals a tropical wave will push westward 5 to 10 knots, where it will find itself in a favorable environment for development Wednesday through Saturday. The system could potentially track into the Bahamas. We're talking east side now of Florida. NHC forecasters say it's just way doggone too early to tell. Just remember, here's a smile. This is where you come in with a smile. Okay, Austin, you ready for this?
All righty.
Atlantic hurricane season ends in 19 days.
Ooh, I'm grinning from ear to ear.
Come on, give it the big smile. Come on, come on. There you go.
I'm John Saucier. President-elect Donald Trump, in the process of filling his cabinet, he has selected Lee Zeldin for the role of lead administrator of the Environmental Protection Agency. On the Fox News Channel, Zeldin, outlining his key priorities for the EPA, shared his perspective on how the agency can better support American businesses.
To be able to bolster liquidity in the American economy, where businesses strive to grow, expand here, and have the ability to export what they produce as opposed to exporting their jobs in the companies themselves.
Well, fire crews still battling a wildfire burning across New York and New Jersey. Assistant Division Fire Warden of the New Jersey Forest Fire Service, Christopher Frenick, says some Sunday night rainfall slowed the spread of the fire.
Even though we got that precipitation, all it nearly did was slow down the fire's progression. Due to the extreme drought and dry conditions we were having, it is still an active wildfire.
America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. Shares of private prison stocks rose today after President-elect Donald Trump tabbed immigration hardliner Tom Homan as his border czar. Shares of Geo Group and Core Civic jumped more than 7% and nearly 8% respectively in morning trading. On Wall Street today, stocks finished the session higher, with the Dow, S&P, and NASDAQ all setting fresh record highs. The Dow gained 304, the S&P up 5, and the NASDAQ grew by 11. Amazon is reportedly developing smart eyeglasses for its delivery drivers. If successful, those glasses would provide drivers with turn-by-turn navigation on a small embedded screen along their routes and at each stop. Oil futures picked up today where they left off at the end of last week, under pressure after disappointing news from China and expectations for higher U.S. production. Crude futures for December above $68 a barrel. That's Your Money Now.
If you're living with dry age-related macular degeneration or dry AMD, you may be at risk for developing geographic atrophy or GA. GA can be unpredictable and progress rapidly, leading to irreversible vision loss. Now there's something you can do to
slow it down, get it going slower.
Izervay is proven to slow GA progression.
Izervay gets GA going slower.
Izervay or avacincaptad pegol is a prescription eye injection used to treat GA. Don't take it if you have an infection or active swelling in or around your eye. Izervay can cause eye infection, retinal detachment, or increased risk of wet AMD. Izervay may temporarily increase eye pressure. Your vision may be impaired after an eye injection or exam. Don't delay. Ask your doctor about Izervay today.
Izervay gets GA going slower.
Visit Izervay.com. That's Izervay.com.
This is Zach Gelb, the Sports Minute, sponsored by Wendy's Any Size Soft Drink for a Buck. Following the Jets' victory against the Texans, I heard many Jets fans lay out a path to make the playoffs. Really, at 3-6 and being the biggest joke in the NFL, we had Jets fans assuming they had gimme games on their schedule? Yesterday, the Jets lost to the Cardinals by a score of 31-6, and Gangrene is now 3-7 on the season and showed you once again why the 2024 Jets are one of the most overrated teams in NFL history. I'm Zach Gelb.
Did you know that Wendy's has any size soft drinks for just a buck? Yeah, any size, anytime. Like a dollar Coke, dollar Sprite, or even a dollar strawberry Fanta. Okay, could we like maybe switch up the sound effect? Please? Because I'm losing it. Wow, no, not that. Any size soft drink for just a buck? Gotta be Wendy's.
Limited time only. Price and participation may vary. A la carte only. Not valid in a combo. Exclusions apply.
All right. When it comes to getting life insurance for your family, a lot of excuses can get in the way. But ask yourself this. If something were to happen to me, who would pay the mortgage, the kids' education, and the other bills? Then forget the excuses and check out Ethos Life, the online, easy way to get life insurance in 10 minutes. Ethos has rates that you can afford, like a $500,000 policy for a 40-year-old male starting at $1 a day or $30 a month with a few health questions and no medical exam. Get your free quote right now at checkethos.com. That's check. ETHOS.com. Not available in all states. Rates do vary.
You don't have time for small sales, so we're going big.
For one day only, you can get up to 50% off New South Windows and Doors. Just visit our showroom on November 16th and bring your window and door measurements for 40% off. Want that extra 10% off? Show your U.S. military ID or bring a Toys for Tots donation. Get New South Windows and Doors for up to half the price, in person only. November 16th, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. Visit newsouthwindow.com/50 to find a showroom near you.
It's weed, not alcohol. It just relaxes me. I'm a better driver when I'm high. I do it all the time, no problem.
THC reduces your reaction time by half a second, impacting your attention, coordination, and lane tracking. A delay of just half a second can be the difference between life and death. Stay alert, stay alive. Don't drive high.
This message is sponsored by the Florida Department of Transportation, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. We talked about it being Veterans Day. Thank you so much to everyone who served in the armed forces. We had a chance to talk to Santa Rosa County Sheriff Bob Johnson about this real terrible, disturbing string of murder-suicides that happened recently, and, you know, maybe what can be done to work on that if you happen to be in a bad relationship. Saturday Night Live couldn't get over their own distress about the election, and so they opened the program this weekend in a very weird way. You can check out all these podcasts at newsradio923.com.
Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins.
People still trying to digest this election. Mm-hmm. And people are celebrating, other people are wondering what went wrong.
Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins. Weekdays 11 till 2 after Pep Talk.
One of the questions is legacy media. Because the same talking
same
points.
It is, yeah.
And that for a lot of people, it really doesn't matter to them anymore.
Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins. Weekdays 11 till 2 before Guy Benson. News Radio Pensacola.
Informative, local, dependable.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Radio 92.3, Chris Bryan and Austin Price, along with the man, Morrison.
Yeah.
537.
That's exactly the intro I was going for.
Yeah, we used to always say that back in the days when he was a hip and hot artist. He still is, but I mean, back in the days when he was new and fresh.
Yeah.
He was a Van the Man Morrison.
Oh, he's a man.
Brown-eyed girl.
Just a little bit past 5:35 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather. But first, congrats to Brandy from Milton. She actually submitted.
Brandy?
Yeah, she submitted a guess first, but then she submitted another one, which really resonated with me personally. She said lances as her first answer, but then she said turkey leg, and I'm like, okay, now you're really
both
speaking my
good
language here. But Brandy from Milton, congrats to getting that family four-pack to the Mobile Renaissance Fair. Alrighty, looking at the roads here. Do have some backups developing on Highway 29 near Detroit Boulevard. Also, had a texter earlier this hour letting us know that there was a flashing light at the intersection of Palafox and 10 Mile Road. Doesn't appear to be causing any issues, but if that light is still flashing, be on the lookout for that. As for the weather, 73 degrees, low of 69 tonight with a chance of showers of about 60%. Those chances will be around 40 tomorrow with a high of 76 and a low of 68.
You know, when I was working out on the West Coast, my trips to the East Coast were brutal. For some reason, that 3 hours the other way. But when I was on the East Coast heading back to the West Coast, I really didn't have any problems with that. Why do I bring this up? Well, simply because tonight's Monday night game will be a homecoming for a pair of Dolphins players when they visit the Rams, East Coast, West Coast flying here.
Yeah.
And I'm getting to hear, how much of an effect does that really play on an NFL team? I think it plays a lot.
Oh, for sure.
On the physical aspect of it.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, Tim McMaster, he's in, has more on the game tonight.
Cornerback Jalen Ramsey and receiver Odell Beckham Jr. were a big part of the Rams Super Bowl title team in 2022. Now they return to SoFi Stadium as teammates on a Dolphins team that had Super Bowl hopes when the season started, but are just 2-7 entering Week 10. Quarterback Tua Tagovailoa has played well since returning from another concussion, but Miami has still lost three straight. The Rams, on the other hand, have won three in a row to get to 4-4 in a rebuilding season. I'm Tim McMaster, Fox News.
Okay, Austin, tell me, have you seen any of Tua's games since he's been back?
No, I have not, actually.
I was just wondering, Gage, does he look the same? I mean, you know, is he playing with caution, or is he full on 110%?
Oh, I'm sure he's giving it all that he can. I don't know if it's to the same effect, but Dolphins, of course, have I believe what did we say last hour? Lost three straight. They're 2-6 on the year.
Not good.
So yeah, if Tua's in store for some big turnaround, we haven't seen it on his team results yet. But I will say this: Jalen Ramsey. You were talking about him being on the West Coast, and then now he's on the East Coast with Miami, and now he's going back to the Rams tonight. But I mean, was he before he was at Florida State? Was he in L.A.?
I don't know. I'm just talking about the travel three-hour period.
Because I was about to say, Jalen Ramsey, to give him credit, that dude is a Floridian through and through when it comes to the bulk of his athletic career, playing at Florida State. Then he played for the Jaguars, and that's where he started to make a pro name for himself. And now he's in Miami. Look at him. He's hitting all the stops.
You know, I'm just talking about the time difference on your body.
That travel is huge.
It's got to be. Let's go over the SEC real quick here from the weekend. How did you do overall?
We were talking before we went on air this afternoon, Chris, and I got to tell you, I don't think I did that good.
I did terrible. Okay, let me give you the scores, and you can comment if you would like.
All right.
This was a terrible game. Texas, well, if you're a Texas fan, great game. Texas 49, Florida 17, and they worked hard to get the 17.
You know what? I will give myself credit in one regard. I had Florida scoring 17 in that game, but I did not have it being 35-0 at half, but that's what it was. Texas came out, put the game away early, and yeah, Florida tacked on a few scores later, but, that's for nothing but to make the number look prettier. Knew Texas was going to be the better team. Knew they were going to win convincingly. No surprise.
Okay, the Ole Miss over Georgia score 28-10. Now
that's huge.
Watching that game was something else. But when the Ole Miss quarterback apparently, not that it was, like he got injured, they took him out for a play, came right back in the play, and then he went and scored.
Yeah. Whenever Ole Miss gets hurt, you got to raise an eyebrow at it.
Yes, you do.
Learn that the hard way.
Well, you've pointed that out on numerous occasions.
Oh, God, not me. Sports media's pointed it out. Ole Miss points it out when they look at their player and say, hey, get down. It's ridiculous. But in all seriousness, I doubted Ole Miss. I thought their knees were going to buckle under the weight of Georgia. And, man, the opposite happened. Georgia out of their element. Carson Beck has had a rough few weeks. And, Ole Miss is the first team not named Alabama to beat the Georgia Bulldogs since the Gators did so in 2020.
Okay, South Carolina over Vanderbilt. Thought it'd be a closer game.
That was a huge win for South Carolina. I believe they are now bowl eligible, that is. Yeah. Went into Nashville 28-7. That's phenomenal for them. But you got to give credit to both teams. Their seasons are turning around. Those teams combined for 6 wins, I want to say, last year. Now they each have 6. That's wild.
Okay, Tennessee and Mississippi State.
That was a convincing win for the Vols, and not very surprising at all. I would say Tennessee should have maybe looked better, come out swinging a bit all the more than they did. But, it's a convincing win over a conference opponent. What are you going
to
do?
This is a year that Oklahoma would like just put away. And
oh, my gosh.
Missouri 30, Oklahoma 23.
Very bizarre game. But with how it went down, it was very competitive. And I said, I'll take Mizzou because they're the home team. But it is pathetic for Oklahoma to lose that game when Missouri didn't even have their starting QB out there. I think it was that Drew Pine kid. I don't even think it was Brady Cook. And I still think they were without their star running back as well. So to have a battered Missouri like that beat you, and for you to no longer even have a positive record, that's embarrassing.
Okay, and we'll do the obvious. Alabama over LSU, 42-13.
I'm going to tell you right now, Alabama is not 42-13 better than LSU. They are not that better, especially in Death Valley. I think LSU just completely collapsed, and I don't even know how to describe it. I don't know how to justify it. Maybe Alabama is just that much better, and they turned it on over the bye week. I don't know. But it is. It's just it's inexcusable, nonetheless, that LSU fell that way. And Alabama, they're not just looking like a team that's floating around now. They are now, dare I say, looking like a true contender again. Just about 5:45 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather for you. Still got some backups on Highway 29. This is going to be just south of Detroit Boulevard. Outside of that, though, there doesn't appear to be too much going on. As for the weather, 73 degrees, 60% chance of showers tonight with a low of 69. And tomorrow, going to be about a 40% chance of rain with a high of 76 and a low of 68.
Okay, it's 5:46, News Radio 92.3. Thinking about holiday shopping.
Perhaps.
You know, I was, I still just get perplexed when I go into the big box stores and there it looks like it's like tomorrow's Christmas.
Yeah.
Man, oh man, holiday shopping options could be more sparse this year. Not after my account of what I just told you, but Jenny Casala has more on it.
You may be seeing fewer Christmas trees, toys, and decorations in stores this holiday season. Reuters is reporting major retailers, including Walmart, have pulled back on the amount of holiday products they are importing because they anticipate a subdued Christmas shopping season. A Walmart spokesperson says that only paints a partial picture, and the company will have more details when it releases earnings next week. Retailers typically order Christmas imports several months in advance, and they arrive in the U.S. through the year, though major retailers want to avoid being stuck with excess merchandise. Jenny Casala, Fox News.
All righty. Also, we give you your hourly stock numbers. Wall Street closing higher to start the week. At the closing bell, the Dow gained 304 points to 44,293, and the S&P 500 rose 5 points to 60,01, and the NASDAQ added 12 points to 19,298.
Okay, I do want to tell you, though, that basically next hour, we're going to be running down the SEC lineups for the week coming up. And also we'll look at the NFL. But I do want to, and as I promised you, I will be touching on the SEC Women's Soccer Tournament, give you the finals on that.
Yep.
And also talk about the Sun Belt Conference that was played over in Foley during the weekend. Some powerful lady soccer players in the market. And we'll talk about how things went down for both of those events on News Radio 92.3.
All righty. Just now getting a text or letting us know. There is a backup and a wreck at Pine Forest and I-10. Oh. This is heading north on Pine Forest. And we are looking at our map here. We do have some backups in that area. And typically you just think, hey, that's Pine Forest for you. That's I-10 for you. But no, there are some backups on both roads at that intersection there where the two meet. So be on the lookout for that. And thank you very much, Texter, for letting us know. You can always reach out to us on our text line. That's 850-437-1620. And on our traffic line, that's 850-2626-111. So thanks very much for reaching out.
Okay, the Santa Rosa County Board of Commissioners will vote on funding a beach renourishment plan this week. That project would include sand restoration, burns, and dunes from east of the Navarre Pier to just west of the National Seashore.
Well, beach renourishment obviously has a safety and environmental aspect to it, but also just continues to give more beachfront for visitors and residents to enjoy and to walk along and enjoy the wonderful nature we have here on the Gulf Coast.
As, of course, Commissioner Colton Wright, the project will cost about $11.5 million and would be mostly funded through FEMA reimbursements and grant money from the Florida Department of Environmental Protection.
All right, I got some good news for you here out of New York. Governor Kathy Hochul announcing new grant funding to help programs for veterans across New York State on this Veterans Day. The program's helping with capital improvements in the facilities of veteran service organizations and give cash assistance for eligible veterans facing housing issues. There's also money for law school programs focused on addressing the legal needs of veterans as well.
Very important stuff.
Yes,
may
absolutely.
I add. Ex-owner and Trump supporter Elon Musk is reacting to the Saturday Night Live skit they did on him. Fox's Tanya J. Powers has more on this trending story.
Elon Musk wasn't too impressed with Saturday Night Live alum Dana Carvey's new impression of him on this weekend's show. Shortly after Carvey's performance in the show's cold open, Musk took to X, the social media platform he owns, to post, quote, "They are so mad that at real Donald Trump won," with two cry-laughing emojis in response to Carvey wearing his dark gothic MAGA hat. He went on to add in another post, quote, "Dana Carvey just sounds like Dana Carvey." Musk, who hosted SNL during season 46 in 2021, campaigned for the president-elect in the black MAGA cap and offered daily $1 million giveaways to swing state voters. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
Thanks, Tanya. Don't forget about this. Pennair Credit Union has reintroduced its Old Glory Flag Retirement Program. I'm getting a lot of calls and texts about this. The program is dedicated to the respectful retirement of old, worn, or tattered American flags. You still have time to bring those retired flags to any Pennair branch to ensure flags are retired with honor. I can't believe how much interest that is coming in on this topic. Old Glory Retirement Program.
All righty, 550 here. We'll take a quick break. When we return, the U.S. Justice Department filing a lawsuit against a Mississippi State Senate for a rather controversial reason, believe it or not. I mean, who would have thought a lawsuit would have come from something controversial? Got details on that and more coming up after the break.
Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin. We'll be back after this.
What do zero down payment, zero security deposits, zero due at signing, and zero first month payment add up to? The Volkswagen Sign Then Drive event at Feedmore Imports. Yep, all those zeros add up to savings. When you sign then drive a 2024 Volkswagen Tiguan or Taos, or the 2025 Volkswagen Atlas or Atlas Cross Sport, don't miss the return of sign then drive for the easiest way to lease a new Volkswagen for a full 36 months. And the best part? Volkswagen pays for your first month's payment. Plus, the 2024 Jetta SE is now on sale from $23,899. The 2024 Taos S, also from $23,899. And the 2024 Tiguan S, on sale from $27,899. It's the Sign-In Drive sales event at Feedmore Imports. They're not in Car City, but at 106 New Warrington Road, Pensacola.
Book sales price and due at signing amount excludes tax, title, license options, dealer fees. No security deposit for well-qualified customers through VCI. Limited inventory available. Contact dealer for full offer details.
Join the Pensacola Expert Panel Wednesday at 10:30 as Bess Marks from Lazy Boy joins the show, talking about upcoming events at all three Gulf Coast locations, Pensacola, Spanish Fort, and Mobile, how to incorporate Lazy Boy's free in-home design service with recliners, sofas, accessories, and artwork to make your home look just like a picture out of a magazine.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions, 850-437-1620.
Join singer and dancer Fallin and guests tomorrow at 10 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Fallin will talk about her journey as the creator and star of her Michael Jackson charity show, a thrilling tribute at the Sanger November 23rd. This year's Thriller performance will benefit Valerie's House, and tickets are available at the Sanger box office. Tune in and find out more on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
Get the midday news live with Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins, 11 to 2, before Guy Benson on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Now, back to Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Doesn't get much better than that. Bee Gees, yeah. Dancing Fever. Oh, man.
Some of these we've hit a pretty steady level of syndication on when it comes to how often I play their music. And what have we had? We've got Michael Jackson, Led Zeppelin, and Bee Gees. If you like any of those or all three of those, you really need to start tuning into Pensacola right now more often.
We take you down memory lane.
Yes, absolutely. Hey, they've got so many good options.
They really are. There is one major luxury car maker announcing an adjustment to its electric vehicle strategy. You're going to find this very interesting. Fox's Jeff Bonasso has details in Fox's Wheels.
It's Fox Wheels.
Bentley is delaying the timeline for its plan to transition to an all-EV lineup. In 2020, Bentley announced a plan under its Beyond 100 initiative to transition to all EVs by 2030. It plans to roll out its first fully electric model in 2026, though pushing back on its broader EV plans, announcing it'll keep manufacturing plug-in hybrid electric Bentleys until 2035. Bentley stopped making its W12 engine over the summer. General Motors is ending production of the gas-powered Cadillac XT4 small SUV in January. The XT4 built at GM's Fairfax assembly plant in Kansas. The company plans to make the new version of the Chevy Bolt there next year, saying it's confident in its strong internal combustion engine and EV portfolio and will lean into growth opportunities that are guided by customer demand. That's Fox Wheels. I'm Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
All righty. Thank you very much, Jeff. Also hinted at this before the break. Well, actually, first, let me go ahead and get traffic and weather out of the way since we're right on 555. We did have a texter letting us know earlier that there is an accident where I-10 meets Pine Forest Road, and there are currently congestion issues on both streets, so be on the lookout for that. And we also had a texter breaking in, letting us know what we've already been touching on with Highway 29. If you're traveling southbound passing Detroit Boulevard, got some issues there causing congestion from an accident. Outside of that, there's not too much going on. As for the weather, 73 degrees, low of 69 tonight. Tomorrow, going to be some more rainfall, unfortunately, with a high of 76, low of 68.
Well, according to our good buddy Alan Strom, things will definitely improve by Thursday. We're seeing zeros across his board, and we appreciate that.
Yes, on Thursday, those chances are greatly going to dissipate, and by Thursday night, yeah, there should be nothing.
Okay, Ice Flyers coming up with a very interesting weekend here. It's a weekend series. Are you ready for this? Huntsville.
Yes.
Huntsville's a weekend series here as the good guys play game one Friday in Huntsville. Then what do? Get back on the bus and they come back to Pensacola for a Saturday crowd favorite Star Wars theme night.
That's pretty cool.
Well, I don't even know any Star Wars stuff to talk about. Puck drop 705. I was going to say, breathe deep. That's Pink Floyd. So that's not one. What does someone from Star Wars say?
Let the spirit. Luke, I am your father.
Let the force be with you.
May the force be with you. Yeah.
Is that Star Wars?
Yes. You went to put up a hand signal.
I know. Like
that's Star Trek.
That's the Texas.
Hook 'em
horns.
Yeah, you're saying hook 'em horns. Yeah. You were at the SEC soccer thing.
No.
But no, I don't think there's any hand signals in Star Wars that I can think of.
Okay, but puck drop 705 Saturday in the Bay Center. Should be an interesting game. And, you know, I hold is no surprise. I've got three little monsters. Two Silky Terriers and a Yorkshire Terrier.
Right.
And the love of my life. I mean, it would be relevant. So listen to this. Americans are spending more on their pets than ever before. Fox's Jenny Casala has a report.
Pet owners are stretching their budgets to splurge on animals they see as their children. A Harris poll conducted in May calls the trend the rise of the pet economy. On average, American pet owners spend more than $4,300 a year. Gen Z pet owners spend $6,100, baby boomers more than $2,400. Among those surveyed, 43% say they'd opt for pets over children in the future. Among millennial pet owners, 34% say their devotion to their pets has led to financial strain. More than half of American pet owners believe their employers should normalize allowing pets at work. Ginny Coselda, Fox News.
Well, I'm not so convinced on that one, though. But, you know, it's sad because that's why a lot of the shelters are overflowing, Austin.
Yeah.
Is because pet owners, if you get a pet breed, I'll just show, you know, St. Bernard or Yorkie or whatever.
Right.
It costs a lot of money for heartworm medicines to get their shots.
Yes.
And everything else. If you're going boarding, have to board, you're going out of town, it costs you probably more to board them than your vacation, hotel room or so.
Right.
Anyway, those are the things that we deal with as pet owners. And that's why a lot of the shelters are seeing an overflow situation because, unfortunately, pet owners don't have the money for the breed.
That's absolutely true. And I hinted at this before the break. U.S. Justice Department filing a lawsuit against the Mississippi State Senate. Documents filed in federal district court on Friday claim a former black staff attorney in the Senate's Legislative Services Office was paid half the salary that her white counterparts received for performing the same work in violation of Title VII of the Civil Rights Act of 1964. The suit is seeking back pay and compensatory damages.
There you go.
Reading would be fun. For the woman who worked for the Senate between 2011 and 2019, attorneys for the Senate have not yet responded to the lawsuit.
Okay, well, let me explain to you. Let me just tell you how it is. Here's the preliminary update for tropical development around the Western Caribbean throughout this week. Satellite imagery revealing this afternoon, tropical wave will push westward 5 to 10 knots, where it will find itself in what they call an unfavorable environment for development Wednesday through Saturday. The system could track into the Bahamas. This is an East Coast storm. NHC forecasters say it's just too early to tell where this darn thing's going. Here's the redeeming factor to all of this. Atlantic hurricane season ends in 19 days.
92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. News Radio 92.3. WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.